tonight in prayer. Almighty and eternal Father, as we enter into thy presence to worship you, to recognize that thou art God, praying that you will grant unto us an understanding of thy word, we might adjust our consciousness to these truths which you make known to thy people, we might find ourselves in continual adjustment to the revelation of thy spirit, realize the invincibility of thy kingdom, and therefore move forward under vision and with understanding to accomplish thy objectives. We pray, our Father, that as we survey the crises that surrounds the earth tonight and all nations, we might understand our relationship to thee as a great nation of thy kingdom. We might understand what it is that you have purposed to do, and with faith shall we bind the darkness, liberating our own nation from the forces of evil and looking for deliverance which you have assured us shall come. Thus, as we commit ourselves to thy hand, we say thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then we ask it. Amen. Tonight, as we turn to the subject, why evil must fail, it is with realization tonight that we must predicate all of our thinking upon our relationship to the Most High, upon the struggle for the earth. We discussed some of these things in part this afternoon, and what we must discuss this evening bases itself upon situations which you are beholding. For in relationship to the Word of God, all issues must be decided by the household of God, for their knowledge, their wisdom, their development, and their greatness has been a byproduct of His Spirit, His life, and His energy as He makes it known unto His people. As He sends the wave of understanding upon them, and as He directs them and moves them according to His purposes. There is no doubt that we are in a very evil time. When I can see violations of divine law upon every hand, when I can recognize that this is a great nation of God's kingdom, and that the nations of God's kingdom are here because God purposed them to be here, because He prophesied their development, He guided and inspired the motivation of peoples as their race increased upon the face of the earth. That God has a plan, and that plan is to take the earth away from all the powers of darkness, all the false religions, all the evil strategies of Lucifer. This is God's plan. Now, there are a lot of people who don't like God's plan. They want to disagree with God's plan because they belong to the system of the enemy. They're a part of his strategy. They're a part of his program. And they may have been captured in their minds. They may not be ethnically a part of the group, and still they may be under the control of these powers of darkness. There is no doubt in my mind tonight that leaders in America, from the White House down, are in the hands of powers of darkness right at this very moment. And maybe they're not a part of it ethnically, but they're definitely a part of it when they give their services or utilize their authority or become the puppets to accomplish their objectives. I point out to you, therefore, that we can understand what the psalmist said because we can heartily agree with him. In the 37th chapter of the Psalms, and in the 35th verse, it says, I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Now, this is what the Scripture says about this. And I have, and you've seen the wicked in great power. And you've watched them spread themselves like a green bay tree. We've watched this, my friends, from unprecedented infiltrations into our society, of those with their economic manipulations that have gotten control over large areas of finance to use this to accomplish the enslavement of our society and the reduction of our whole program to a socialist state. We have found the wicked like a green bay tree out of the very houses of the nations that Lucifer has captured. I think of Khrushchev when he went by. Always he made me think of this verse. I see the wicked like a green bay tree, swelling with pride and with authority and with boasting. He moved around. But you and I have lived to see something even in our time. We've watched this great green bay tree get his leaves and his branches are shorn and clipped. But there is equally wicked to take his place. I point out to you that the Scripture makes some things quite apparent. The law of God is in his heart. And this is what God says about the righteous. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his bleeding offspring. Now listen to this. God forsakes not his weaving offspring. More than this, he goes farther to say, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Yahweh shall not leave him in his hand. And the Scripture says, wait on Yahweh and keep his way. For I have seen this wicked in great power. But God is not only pleased to bring him down, but the evildoers shall be cut off, and those that wait upon Yahweh shall inherit the earth. The evildoers shall be cut off. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. They, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Now I like those passages, because the Scripture not only makes it clear that the forces of evil and the evildoer and the wicked, they're not going to be around. They're not going to have authority. They're not going to have power. There's not going to be any Martin Luther Kings, Lomaxes, Farmers, and none of those that go along with this design that march this beast society down the streets of our cities. We're not going to have someone get up and say, I'm going to give you a law, and I'm going to transfer authority, power, equalities, and voting rights and everything else over to these people. You're not going to hear that anymore. So, that's just upholding the Constitution. The President of the United States was not upholding the Constitution. He was intending to tear it up. Hear this now. Because the very strategies that were involved and the very bill that he's trying to order out is against all the positions of the rights of states. It's against all the patterns of our Constitution. It seizes and confiscates areas of authority preserved previously to the states. And it picks on certain states and discriminates against them. Even this past week, the courageous statesman, Senator Eastland, challenged Katzenbach, the Attorney General, as to whether or not he was involving Texas in this. How is it that while discriminating against southern states, they passed up Texas, since they were discriminating on the basis of registration of eligible voters that were eligible to vote by age? And they had to admit, well, somehow or other, we overlooked Texas. You know why he overlooked Texas? Because of Texas wouldn't even let him come home if he didn't. Listen. Never have you found a time when political demagoguery is at work to violate the law of God. Let's make this thing clear tonight. What we are discussing may be separate from all kinds of so-called sociological ideas of a new society, a great society, or the new frontier. It doesn't disagree with anything from the New Deal down to your time. The kingdom of God is a purpose which God has purposed in himself, and he never considered the sociologists of the Red Revolution. God said, there's one thing I'm going to do. This is my universe. I control it from one end of the earth to the other. All of the universe is mine, and there isn't any other God beside me, and I'm not going to tolerate any. And therefore, I'm going to take God's position. I'm not going to tolerate any either. The Most High makes this very clear. Lest you think that I have put this together, I therefore bring you over to the book of Colossians, and there we read, concerning Christ, all things were created by him that are in the heavens and are in the earth, whether they be visible or whether they be invisible. Thrones, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. So he is the sovereign power. I read again in the declaration of the book of Colossians concerning the matter of such authority and such power, that in this authority of this one eternal God is all of the principalities and powers subordinate to his head. I'm going to turn over to a passage in Timothy, which I'm going to read again. I want to make this clear because we are looking forward unto eventually the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua, or Yahweh, embodied, who it is time shall show that he is the only blessed potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords, and he alone had the power of immortality and to give it. He is the only God, power, principality, King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the only sovereign, the only potentate. I turn over to the book of Isaiah, and here in the book of Isaiah, he proclaims, is there any God beside me? No, there is no God beside me, I know not any. The 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, he makes it very clear when he said, I, Yahweh, am thy Yahshua, I, the eternal Lord God, I am the Holy One of Israel, I am thy Savior, I, Yahweh, am thy Yahshua. There is anyone else? Now there is a command. This command is that unto me shall every knee bow and shall acknowledge that I am God. Let's realize you're in trouble as far as trying to get along with a world order that operates under Lucifer, a fallen archangel that stirred trouble up throughout all the universe. And we're not here to make friends tonight. What do you know about that? We're not a bit interested in making friends with Lucifer. We want you to know what the Bible teaches, and the Bible teaches that the most important thing that you can say for your household is it perfect in its generations? Has its prosperity from the days of Adam on down kept its racial purity? This is the one thing that the Scriptures brings out concerning Christ. They trace the purity of the household right on back down to Adam. And as we've cited to you in the last few days, this is the thing that will you find concerning Noah. He was perfect in his generations. This is why he found grace with God. Because this vehicle of this physical body, the white race, is the vehicle by which the celestial children of God have by birth entered the physical world. And the most important thing is to keep this entire mechanism for occupation, for receptivity, and for the carrying out of the tremendous task that they must do in the earth, clear, uncontaminated, undefiled, non-mongrelized, and capable of receiving guidance and knowledge. So I point out that it is not a popular gospel with the devil that the kingdom of God shall take the earth, and the saints of the Most High God are going to take the earth, they're going to possess the earth, and they're going to keep it forever and ever. Someone said, well, Dr. Swift, that sounds like racism. It surely is. It's racism right out of heaven to earth, endorsed by God, upheld by Christ, and prophesied to be victorious. I point out to you then, the Scripture said, yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, thou diligently shall consider his place, and he's just not going to be there. The wicked plotteth against the just. He gnashes his teeth upon him. And the Lord's going to laugh at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Ever hear about your tag, the day? People don't like that. You know why? Because in the Old Testament, the Scripture talked about the day. The day, the day. What day? The day when the wicked have had it. The Scripture tells concerning these things, that the purpose of the Most High God, therefore, is to defeat the powers of darkness. For this cause he has lifted up his household. For this cause he has given us a blueprint of prophecy. He told us about the hordes of world communism. He told us about the demon powers that would gather the pagans of the earth, that would hurl Africa and Asia against you. He told us about the whole field in the blueprint of prophecy of the problems that confront us in our time. He warned us concerning the observation of his law, which he bestowed upon us in his grace. He said if we permitted an infiltration to our nations of immigration that was not out of our own household, our own race, that hated his name, that we'd be in trouble. He told us to segregate ourselves and not permit the unassimilatable to come into our society. This is the Word of God. So he said, well, it's not American. My friends, it's so American that this is what our founding fathers believe. I'm going to tell you what they're trying to teach today as Americanism is not only not Americanism, but to blasphemy against God and his laws. If people want to live in Sodom and Gomorrah, oh, why then go to the far parts of the earth where this is their normal practice. But let's not pollute America with this corruption which they seek to bring. There is no greater curse. Hear this now. Rest upon a society than mongrelization and mixing the blood of race. God said, this is the one thing that, oh, you forgive everything else. You have this mutation here with everything that's destructive. We point out that we've had quite an exhibit this week. We watched the United States government spend $1 billion to give special favor to a group of illiterate Negroes, communists, and mutated whites. We watched, my friends, protection specially given. We watched them march into Alabama, from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery. And the only man that stood tall this week was Governor Wallace that wouldn't see the mob. No untoward events. The finest sight was those marshals across the steps of the Capitol saying, you're not going to push your way in here. Sure, the commies had to come up with an assassination. After all, when you ride and play the devil's game, there's no honor among thieves. They'll destroy you if they think they can use you. We told you there was already rumor that there was going to be an attack, and it was going to come at night somewhere along the line on this thing, and the strategy was to get this a white woman riding with the Negro. I don't consider her white. I don't think anybody and any woman riding around the dark with Negroes is a white woman and respectable. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. So I said, well, Governor Wallace makes only one mistake. He shouldn't be so excited about seeing that he brings to justice and is going to see that they ask the death penalty for who's involved. Don't you worry about Wallace. He knows who's involved, and when they finally wind this thing up with their investigators, it'll be a communist that'll be involved, just like the assassination of President Kennedy was done by a communist. This whole program was the strategy of the evildoer. Well, you say they gathered up four Klansmen. Do you know why they gathered up four Klansmen? Because all the evil in America is afraid of any militant institution of the white race that will resist their evil. Right. You want to know why they moved against Klansmen and cried out against Klansmen? I'll tell you why. Because when the evil of the same Reconstruction period that made the infamous 14th and 15th Amendments never ratified, crushed it upon the various legislatures, threw out legislators, put Negroes in power, did everything they could to grind down the white man in the South. And when that Reconstruction period had Negro mayors and Negro police departments, Negro representatives, until they made the Congress of the United States smell, what, my friends, was the answer? In order to protect people from confiscations of land, from being riding roughshod, from being killed by Negro rioters, and being pushed down by Negro officers at every level appointed by the infamous power of federalism gone wild, the Klan rose and the Klan saved the South for God. So the President of the United States and Pipsqueak Humphreys, the left-winger behind him, said, we got to destroy the Klan. Why? Because every Jew's up and up and down wanting this done. Because the Antichrist wants it done. So this is you for the Klan. I'm for any white man who will stand up and help save America right now. Now, you've heard of all the terrible things that were done, all the terrible atrocities. They said the Klan did this, the Klan did that. All right? Anytime you stand up against evil and something evil gets hurt, my, how they weep and moan and wail. But they can kill and rob and murder and destroy and think that they can do this forever and then swell up like a Green Bay tree. I didn't notice the President of the United States saying one word about the murders committed by the Negroes, the rape of Rochester and Philadelphia, the theft of the contents of the stores of 60 city blocks, not a word. Not a word of police officers shot down on the highway patrol in our state by Negroes, nothing to do with the attacks and violence, and even while he was crying out against this terrible disaster of this person shot by the communists. The Negroes killed a sheriff in Mississippi. They were attacking the police departments in Connecticut, and he never said a word, did he? This shows the total hypocrisy of a mind captured by propaganda. How long will the president last? It just depends on whether he comes to his senses and gets on God's side or where he stands with the evil, and even though he thinks his branches are spreading out, my friends, it'll be cut down now without hands. There are those that say no one dare preach this way these days because it's not permitted. My friends, we dare preach what this book says, and we can assure you it's going to come out. There is no question about the fact that we have ample power on our side to accomplish victory for God. The reason why evil will fail is because God's against it. I can't think of any more necessary reason to assure you it'll fail. God's against it. God's planned it's going to fail. God's planned to throw enough power in to see it fail. And God's got more resources than all the powers of darkness put together. There is no doubt tonight that what's being planned for you is a summer of violence, and there's going to be trouble, and there's going to be violence, and God's going to crush down the enemy. The earth is beginning to reverberate to the judgments. The measures roll on time. The alignments bring their catastrophes. Earthquakes rock the earth. judgments are going to fall. And my friends, you're going to see earth rock right here in California and throughout our nation. So where are we going to go? My friends, don't worry. Just be in the right spot, be right with God, and stand and watch with what's swallowed up and what has things toppled on them. I'm going to tell you, the wicked are going to be driven into the ground like a pile driver. And a lot of people say, well, there's no delineation, of course, in politics. You can't say one side's right, one's wrong, or one's wicked, one's not wicked. I can say tonight that every single program that supports communism, socialism, the world government, subordination of God's kingdom, the mongrelization, infusing of peoples, and are trying to establish a common brotherhood with the powers of darkness and with the forces that worship idolatry and pagan systems, that this is evil, this is the wicked, and it shall be destroyed. No. We turn in the declaration concerning the power of God to accomplish this. You know, God has given His law, and He's given His law with authority and with power. When He comes even to visit His own people and His own offspring, we read in the psalmist concerning this, therefore, O let Yahweh arise, and let His enemies be scattered. Let also all those that hate Him flee before Him. Oh, you say they don't hate? Go down to Jewtown and see whether they hate Yahweh, Yahshua, Jesus. Go down and see whether they hate Him or not. See whether they hate Him in Israel. See whether they hate Him all over. See, my friends, whether your own government likes the idea that He's coming back. Oh, you say they like it. No, they don't. Los Angeles Times this morning. So some of the questions that they're trying to put at federal employees to see whether they're on their rock or off of it. One of the questions, you believe in Jesus Christ, return. And if you do, there's a mark against you. You know, when Christ gets back and reshuffles that situation, nobody's going to put any marks down against you. There's just not going to be anybody that would even have the audacity to mark the papers. Listen. Therefore, the declaration is, let the righteous be glad, rejoice, sing unto God, extol Him that rideth out of the heavens by His name Yah, and rejoice before Him. Why? Well, when God appeared on Mount Sinai, and Mount Sinai was moved at the presence of Yahweh, the God of Israel, and don't misunderstand me tonight, if there's anybody in here that doesn't know that the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Nordic, Bath, Lombard, Germanic people are Israel, that doesn't know the Adamic race and the entire issue of the house of Seth or the Israel of God. If you don't know that, then well, let me inform you of something. There's not a Jew on the face of the earth that's an Israelite. And the Israel of God are His household and His race. Why, there's black Jews, yellow Jews. There's Jews from every part of the earth. Some of them call themselves white when they're talking to you. Let me tell you something. Look them all over. Here they come in all colors. They couldn't be Israel and come in all colors. Because the thing that makes Israel perfect is it's perfect in its generations. Kind be letting like kind. And no mongrels are permitted in the house of God. They're not permitted in the temple. They're not permitted in the service. They're not permitted in the government. Anytime they come with all colors, they can't be the seed of Abraham, because Abraham was a white man whose genealogy is traced to Seth and proved by the genealogy of Christ going through his loins. Abraham selected a bride for Isaac, it was from among his own people, and for Jacob among his own people. And all down through the line, the laws of God that were bestowed from Sinai on was this acceptable unto the Most High God. Oh, we got a lot of propagandists today that come out of this false people that are not Israel, but Israel lie, how they want to direct our thinking, how they want to shape up our philosophy, and then they want to jump in and even take away our Bible and say, look, we're the people of the Old Testament. Well, then, if they claim to be the people of the Old Testament, they should be the strongest advocates for segregation, separation, and one God. If they're the people of the Old Testament, they should know that every pagan power should come down, every pagan religion should crumble, and every mongrel should be driven out. Now they can't say that we're Israel and be for all that's evil and say we belong to this book because they're not that people. And when they say that they support all of this propaganda and all this evil and then turn around and come to us with all these colored faces, we know who they are. They are the synagogue of Satan. Woe unto them, it says in Revelation 2:9. Woe unto them that say they are Judah and are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. Turn to Revelation 3:9. Who again, woe unto them and say they are Judah and they're not. You know, 9 is the number of judgment, and it was well placed in those two places, the book of Revelation. Let me point this out to you. When at the presence of the eternal Yahweh, the God of Israel, when he came to Sinai to bestow the law upon his household, and the word of Yahweh was great, and the company of those that published it, kings and armies did flee before him. Now, in that hour when God approached Mount Sinai, the chariots of Yahweh were over 20,000 that day, and there were thousands of angels as the Lord Yahweh moved among them to Sinai, the holy place. Now I'm reading that out of the 68th Psalm and out of the 17th verse. I'm going to go back to the book of Deuteronomy. And the hour that Yahweh came over Mount Sinai, he arose from Seir, he shined down on Paran, and he came with 10,000s of his saints. And thousands, and the multiple of it shows that 10,000s and thousands of saints. And they came forth when the law was issued from his right hand, and he loved his people, all his bleeding offspring. Hear this now. He loved his people, all of his bleeding offspring. Saints, Santex. Someone said, how do we know that the evil are going to be overthrown? Well, I think it's pretty clear that when we point out to you the numbers of the thousands upon the thousands upon the thousands that make up the host of the Most High, we've talked about the fact that the whole family of God in heaven and earth is named in his name, and they are his offspring. And you make up that people. There's nothing that we can awaken you to tonight more important than this, and you are the household of God, you are the offspring of God, and you're destined to rise and occupy the earth for God. Now, I turn to the book of Daniel, and it says, and the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and they shall possess the kingdom forever and ever. And there's not one word of this talking about the sky, it's talking about the earth, it's talking about men and nations, power. I read over here in the book of Daniel in the 9th verse of the 7th chapter, and I saw the throne of the Eternal, the Ancient of Days, and I saw the great stream of the forces and the hosts and the chariots that came forth from before him, and thousands upon thousands ministered before him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and this was the sign of his authority and power. And it says 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000 of streams of the fiery ships went out from his presence. You're worried about whether he's big enough or he's got enough power to do this job? Then let me call your attention to the fact that over in the book of Revelation, this passage we read also this afternoon when talking about the throne of Christ. For this is one of the few times when one of the disciples tells you something about what he saw in heaven. And behold, I saw the many angels round about the throne. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 times thousands and thousands. Do you hear that? By the time you get through multiplying this, you got 100 million times thousands, I don't know how many thousands, times thousands of thousands. God said, this is my army. And we're going to utilize the host of heaven. We're going to overthrow the darkness. We're going to take the earth. And I'm going to give to you, my household, the white race and the Christian nations of the world, authority to rule the world under me from one end of the earth to the other. You say evil's not going to fail? What do you think they're going to do about it? You say who? Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, the only wise potentate, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Now, if you've got any other god in here, you're in the wrong place tonight. You better change gods in a hurry, or because it's not going to do you any good. This thing is upon the earth fast, and except ye acknowledge the only one and true God, you're in for trouble. Now, I'm tired of the sociology that says we've got to have a great big brotherly fraternization with all religions. That we've got to get along with all peoples, we've got to get everything together in one great tremendous administration of government and peace, one great family. We're going to integrate the housing. We're going to try to bring about intermarriage. We're going to try to get them so adjusted that we put them in common flats and in common homes with numerous bedrooms and mix them all together to bring about Sodom and Gomorrah in the last days. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to this collectivist socialist housing. It's going to go all down in the great shake. It's going to be swallowed up in the crevices of the earth. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The tremendous social transgression of fraternizing and feasting, and then in drunkenness and revelry of mongrelization and mutation, until even monsters and giants were in the land of those days. From fallen angels to beast-like races, from Negroes and from Nephilim, the whole crushing descendancy of degeneration that came from that common accepted process of society. God said, I'll destroy it. Save Noah because he was perfect in his generation, and his sons because they were perfect in their generation. So is there the whole world drowned then? No. All that country, all the upper Tiberian basin, the words are rats, they all drowned. So isn't that terrible thing? I'm glad they all drowned. Because we've got enough mongrels on the face of the earth today, enough evil on the face of the earth today, without having any of those lines left. You say, well, that's never going to happen again. God promised it'll never happen again. No, not going to use water this time, but nuclear bombs and explosives, elements dissolving in fervent heat, and the powers of darkness seeking to destroy you with their threats shall be destroyed by the power of the armies of the Most High and by the nations of His kingdom as they rise up. The world is inevitably headed for Armageddon, and there is no solution to this short of victory, so you might as well plan on winning it. But I'm going to tell you one of the great surprises that the enemy has in store is that God's already decided the outcome and will pour in enough force to make this victory with great speed. In fact, in one day, he can suddenly enter into the conflict and bring about total defeat and a total crushing blow upon the enemies of his kingdom. For all those that are in slavery and opposition to him and his armies will watch their swords broken and their armaments destroyed, and they will be defeated and they shall bow the knee. Yes? The evil may be blowing like the green bay tree today, but I cannot wait until the day when he is no more. And I can tell you with the authority of the Most High God that the evildoers shall be cut off, and those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Yet a little while the wicked shall not be, and thou shalt consider his place, for it shall not be. You think they're not plotting against you tonight? Let me tell you something. The great unexpected thing that's happened that many people have been surprised at is that evil could get into so many places of authority and power, scatter themselves throughout so many areas that represent law enforcement and other institutions, that they can harass the patriot, harass the Christian, harass the lover of the Constitution, the people that want to save America. Well, this is because they're doing something. You know, the devil never bothers anybody that's not doing anything. You ever stop and think of how many churches you find around the country where they smugly listen to nothing on Sunday? Preacher moves around and smiles, never did anything in his life until the commies had him go down to Montgomery and walk with those smelly niggers. Nobody ever bothered them. Nobody ever put them under surveillance. Nobody ever watched them. Why? Because the devil wasn't concerned about them. They never did anything. So is it, you mean the church should get involved? The church should get involved in anything that affects its parishioners of this great Christian nation, because this is its responsibility. Thus saith the Lord. Proclaim this which is true. So I tell you in this hour, in this strategy, the president said, well, we're going to declare war on the Ku Klux Klan. They did it. How do you know they did it? Who told them they did it? Somebody informed the FBI. Well, you trust the FBI? I think there are a lot of good officers in it, and I think there are a lot of scoundrels in it tonight. I don't trust anybody that doesn't move with integrity, that tries to plant things on people and so forth. In fact, any outfit that come along and try to bribe a man with a farm up in Minnesota, secret him, get him out of the way, if he'll just give them the kind of story they want. Someone says, you don't dare talk that way. Yes, we dare. Let me tell you this. When Shelton and other representatives sent a wire to the president today and said, we, the leaders of the right-wing movements of the Ku Klux Klan, we want an interview now with you. Now, we've got something to discuss. It was only a matter of 10 days ago when Martin Luther King and Farmer and all this bunch of left-wing commie-trained leaders of the Negroes sat smiling affably in the office of the President of the United States, and he talked with them. Wasn't the one of them entitled to be there? All right, if then, my friends, this Negro revolution can be there, then every white man has a right to say that under the condemnation or under the pressure for leadership has a right to be there. If he dares say he doesn't have to talk to the Klan because they're a gang of bigots and they're terrorists, then how about these Negroes that terrorized Rochester and terrorized Philadelphia and are terrorizing the whole nation? If he's the president of the Negroes, we can do without him because we are three-quarters greater in number than all of the Negroes and minorities in the United States. The white race is three-quarters of the population. Let's determine what's going to be done in America. Now, always, what the enemy doesn't understand is how much the kingdom knows. If they understood how much the kingdom knows, they wouldn't be so happy. If they knew, my friends, that even when they send in spies, the spies are known. And they would be surprised to know that there's a day coming when those that have served the darkness and betrayed the right will soon be not here, but gone. Yes? I tell you this tonight, that we have across America and across the nations of the world an attempt to displace the law of God with a law acceptable to Lucifer that only works one way, and that's against the kingdom. Of course, we have all kinds of pressure operations directed against patriots. We have finks that work with the police department. They're even a part of their secret officer staff that are working against the best interests of some of the people in our society. We have one of them in here tonight. We know who and where he betrayed. We'll never forget this. I tell you that we have reached the hour when the powers of darkness move against the kingdom. I'm going to tell you something. Evil shall not prevail. You don't have to blush. That just gives you away. You know, there isn't anything like a guilty conscience, is there? Either they get white as a sheet or they get just as red as it can be. I don't all look around, hunt for the agent. Because I'm not going to tell you who he is. I'm just going to keep watching him. There has been no group of people in America that has supported law enforcement and law enforcement officers more than the children of the kingdom. There is nobody that believe in the Constitution or upholding the laws of our land more than the people that make up the white Christian society. And they are not going to accept harassment just because it runs around with a badge. My phones have been ringing, and in by roundabout routes also, they've been getting to us. You know, some of them know you don't ring my phone all the time because you can't be sure whether you're calling from one state or another that they're not listening in down here with their rug poo. We've been told that they even have the phones under surveillance. But the moment something heats up anywhere, they know that we're not vulnerable, but they know that we will say, thus saith the Lord, and we will give them a proper slant on just where to move and what to do under the right circumstances. And did you know that all over the country they started putting pressure with all kinds of odd poos on white Americans and Christians from Albuquerque all the way back into the South? Saying we're hunting for a Klan. We demand this answer. We demand that answer. And they pushed doorbells and they started writing yesterday. Wouldn't do them any good, because I don't know any Klansmen in California, and they'll never find out anything out knocking at my door. But I'm going to tell you this. That all of this pressure is because we are in the day of the Antichrist. And he's trying to spread himself now like a green bay tree. Oh, someone said, we're so discouraged because of the evil that's visible. Never mind the evil that's visible. Just remember that the day of the evildoer is soon going to be over. The great and mighty hosts of the Most High God are going to participate in this. Yes, they held up a sign. If you were watching and had your eyes glued to the television set, when that group of Negroes were on the steps of the Capitol, And you had Belafonte singing alongside of Mary, of the beatnik singers, with his arm around this woman who doesn't have much self-respect, or she wouldn't be singing with a nigger's arm around her. And they were trying to sell their beatnik songs, sell this Negro mass on pepping up their spirit. Then they held up a sign. How many saw the sign they held up? One or two saw the sign. You know what the sign said? Wake up, white man. Your destruction is not far removed. You're going to be virtually destroyed. Held this up before the people of America. If any white man looked at that sign and didn't wake up, he's awfully far gone. Amen. I didn't hear any complaint about this threat over television. But I'm going to tell you, you're justified in preparing for any protection you deem necessary when they threaten you over television on nationwide hookups. Now we listen to the king. He says, well, we're not going to stop here. Now we're going to get all the unions to strike. We're going to get the best jobs. We're going to demand equality in jobs. My friends, equality in jobs is impossible to deliver unless you have the ability to fulfill them. The Negroes of America do not possess the technological capacities to take their pick out of jobs or move in and fill the jobs of this society. If Negroes could fill it, they would have made a great society out of Africa a long time ago. If you took all the white men out of Africa, they wouldn't have any electricity down there in a short time. Did you know that? Elevators don't run now in the Congo. See? All kinds of things have already gone haywire. You take out the white man and progress automatically goes retrograde all over the world. So I said, oh, but everybody has a right to control some part of the earth. Only my father has a complete right to control every part of the earth. Hear this. So I said, is that right? I'm going to tell you how right it is. God never did anything that wasn't right. Because he is righteousness and he's the criterion. So therefore, since God rules the universe and intends to rule the earth, and evil would stop it, there is no true freedom, no true liberty, no true security until God rules. Understand this tonight. What do you think would happen if you had Los Angeles under Negroes? Do you think you'd be safe? Why, Negroes would be out raping and ruining all the houses, and nobody would enforce the law as long as it was not against a Negro. You say, well, there's some Negro police officers, and they enforce the law. Yes, if they try to do that, Negroes kill them. The Muslim X movement fired on Negro officers in this city when they tried to uphold the law. They can't uphold the law with them because it was a white man's law. Oh, what a demonstration of discrimination. We attack the white race, we attack the Klan, but we don't say one word about the Muhammad X and the violence of this communist-led revolution. And while we talk about the gangsters of the VidCon and the terrorists of America, I said, I'd like to get together with them. I think that maybe we can qualify VidCon for foreign aid. You know, I have been trained that God will somehow stimulate from one end of America to the other attack strike. If they don't back up and stop trying to equip the white race and the white man and white civilization and white Christianity. No, I have been trained that God will somehow stimulate from one end of America to the other attack strike. If they don't back up and stop trying to equip the white race and the white man and white civilization and white Christian destiny, then let me tell you something. We are constitutionally and authoritatively right as citizens to refuse to contribute taxation to countries where we have no representation. To confiscate our money for Yugoslavia, for the VidCon, for the far corners of the earth has got to stop. Suppose 140 million Americans suddenly said, now look, we're just not going to send in any money with the return. We're not going to send it in, but we're assured it will be spent in the United States, for the United States, and for our civilization and culture. And if you don't assure us that, you get the return, not the money. Or you say they confiscate it. Did you ever try to confiscate something from three quarters of the country? Did you ever see that many people suddenly start to picket up and down? Where are you going to get an army big enough to take over three quarters of the country? Someone said, you wouldn't suggest that, Dr. Swift. No, I'm just kind of thinking about the fact that if they don't straighten up. When this suggestion is made and put into practice, it's got to sweep America with instantaneous instruction at one given moment. You know, you could be in more trouble than you'd get into trouble with a handful of niggers. Whenever, my friends, we bow and kowtow to the powers and the forces that create, and not a divine morality, but one that God opposes, then, my friends, if you start appeasing the devil, you're in trouble. There have been threats and there have been warnings that if anybody opposes the procedure and anybody opposes the design, anybody opposes the legislation, there's going to be retaliation, there's going to be tax reprisals, there's going to be stretched over the coals. Let me tell you something, you just start moving out now against right-wing leadership in this country and the whole nation's going to know what it's all about, and then the thing is going to explode. I tell you who's in trouble. It's the racketeers that gather up millions and don't spend it on the cause. I don't think any true right-winger has to worry. Everything that passed through their hands went in the cause, and they're still reaching. And the evidence is clear. We don't need any phonies coming over here from Australia or somewhere else and going away with millions of dollars in their pocket. We want to see the people that collect it spend it here to wake up the people. And if you ever give one dime to any Jew coming around waving a flag, you're silly. I turn then. For the law of God is in the heart of the righteous, and none of his steps is God going to let slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him, whether it be by ambush, or by trickery, or by bringing an enemy against you to destroy. The reason why, again, I tell you that evil cannot win is because God said, I'm going to destroy it for you. I'm going to join you. I'm going to empower you. And we're going to drive it out of your land, and then we're going to crush it in the earth, and then we're going to take over the rule of the earth, and all my believing offspring, my race, with my holy seed within them, are going to occupy the earth forever and ever and ever. We haven't the time today to go into all the passages that number the strength of God. But when I can show you trillions of millions, that's enough. When I can show you that God can catalyze his fleets by the millions, he's got finished spacecraft in greater number than all the vessels and vehicles of the earth put together. Then I'm going to tell you this, that angels are more powerful than men, though they are not greater than your race in the sight of God because you are his children. But since angels are greater in power, and he's got all of them he wants, and when he brings his family from the four corners of the heavens and then brings all his holy angels, oh, you say the devil upset a third of it. Well, that's right, one third, but he's still got two thirds that he can't defeat, and he lost with that one third. There's a lot of demons in the earth, a lot of evil power in the earth today. They walk the earth, they possess bodies, they move in high political offices. Lucifer and his power moves around high areas in the nations of the kingdom as well and seeks to obscure and to blind men. But I point out to you that God has had the authority and the power all the time, and he has restrained them by fear. He's held them back. He's left them insecure, and that's why in Thessalonians it says the mystery of evil and iniquity does already work. Only he who now hinders it will hinder until he removes the hindrance. commences this afternoon. Look at this great city and all the people in it. There are millions of people in this city. There are millions of the children of God, some of them asleep in various stages, and there are equally millions of the enemy in here. That's why when you come to an election, you got trouble. That's why you got three minorities with 700,000 alone inside your city limits. Think that over. There's 700,000 Jews, there's 700,000 Negroes, there's 700,000 Mexicans. That's 2,100,000 people, isn't it? I don't think the Mexicans are going to vote with the Negroes because they have more white strain behind them and more pattern, more history, but they're here. And there's a gang in the city trying to get all of these to vote for them. Did you ever stop to think how many of the beast system and how many then of the children of darkness live in this city? If God didn't restrain them and keep them in fear of righteousness, and they all went on the rampage tonight to do the bidding of Lucifer, this would be a jungle in one moment. It's a jungle now from the number of beasts that roam the streets, but what would it be like if by the percentages of those that are a part of the world order instead of the kingdom of God, they turned loose? So you see, the Father's held them back. Even with all their strategies of evil, though the hour of their contest is going to come, a lot of them are going to choose sides in a hurry. And so it's said, what a contest is going to be. We got enough? Yes, we have enough. We've got enough. So it said, I think I'll head for the high mountains way off in Colorado. Don't you head for the high mountains of Colorado. They're going to parachute troops down to Colorado from the outside one of these days. That's the headquarters of the 13th District, the Communist Party, and they plan on fanning out from there towards the coast. Now, we're not against Colorado. There are a lot of good people in Colorado, a lot of good spots in Colorado, a lot of wilderness that people know that live there, but don't you leave where you know the streets and you know the areas and you know how to survive and go to some wilderness you don't know anything about where the enemy will know as much about it as you do. So instead, the cities are going to be a jungle. My friend, the Antichrist wants to turn the world into a jungle and devour you as the beast. The kingdom of God says he's not going to do it. You know, if the average person wanted to get lost, don't come out in the country to get lost. Get lost in this city. That's right. Pretty hard to find in this city, but out in the country, it's easier to find because there's not so many unless you know that country. And I point this out because the enemy would like to destroy. He would like to devour. He would like to wage war. We tell Christian patriots all over the country, don't be taken in by any sudden message that comes from any ray of light of any kind that says, rush over to this little valley, we got the arms, the ammunition, we're going to shut the door, we're going to win from here. If you stick your neck in that kind of a trap, they'll round you all up all at once. You know, I did calls from one end of the nation to the other asking us, we just got this letter. You know, I think every patriot in the United States that ever subscribed for a magazine or a paper or ever did anything has been given a piece of letter in the mail that tells him where to go. Tells him there's ammunition, there's arms, there's food, and we're going to fight out from here against the Antichrist from this one little spot. God never told you to go there. I'm going to tell you, don't you go there. It's the silliest trap in history. Say, I didn't get one of those letters. Well, you're thankful then. You're one of the few, because some people got 4 and 5, and it took a lot of money to send them out everywhere. So I said, maybe there's some good people behind it. Yes, and there's some that are not. They want to get the leadership there. So I said, well, no one would take this advice. I've had editors of newspapers. I had patriots get in touch with it, because a lot of them were mailed from Glendale and someplace else, and said, what about this great hiding place? Should we come? Should we support it? I said, this is a trap. The spot wouldn't hold all the people that they want to put there. Now listen. You want to know where you're going to fight evil? Where you live. You want to know where you're going to defeat evil? Wherever you are. But 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, no harm is going to come nigh thee. So it says, suppose these armies march in great number, God could swallow them up just like that. So it says, what about the hosts of Asia? We're going to fight them in the mountains, fight them on the roads. We're going to fight them in the trees. We're going to fight them wherever they raise up the armies of Antichrist to come down from the north. We're going to stop them everywhere, and we're going to defeat them. And it's going to take 7 months to bury their dead after that defeat, the Scripture says. And then God's going to open up the earth and swallow up whole armies of the dragon seed as they come. Someone said, what would you advise an enemy of Jesus Christ? Change sides or get lost. But what about those that can't change sides because they don't believe in him, they hate him? Well, this is just one of those situations. You better get out of here, and then I don't know where you're going to go that we're not going to find you. Jesus said, we'll gather these, mine enemies, that would not that I should reign over them. And you can read the book of Luke and find out the rest. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Someone says, oh, we want mercy. Mercy, mercy for the enemies of Christ that want to kill you, that destroy you, want to enslave the world, that want to produce communism and war, want to produce the ultimate in tyranny, and you want mercy for evil? Why, you're betraying your families. You're betraying the kingdom. It shall rule with righteousness and with justice. For evil shall be cast down. Where is the evildoer? Why, he was in Washington last week. He was in Sacramento last week, and behold, he's gone. I can't find him. His day has come. And you're going to live to see that day. So it's in the look out, Dr. Swift. They're going to move fast. So is God. You know what they don't know? That there is no secret thing that God is not revealing to those that he raises up in his church and among his ministers and among his people for this day. So we tell you tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You have prayed for every time you said the Lord's Prayer in earth as it is in heaven. So all the instruction you have in this book is how you are to help implement that in the earth and let heaven take care of itself. We call on you tonight to awaken people as fast as you can. Stand up in defense of this Constitution with all its properly ratified amendments. This flag above all flags except the cross of Christ, and with a realization that any suggestion we surrender our independence or our sovereignty or join ourselves to the pagans is cursed of God, and a Christian has no alternative but to oppose it. Yes, we have watched the week that has just passed. They tell us now it'll be strikes, it'll be trouble, it'll be more and more and more of the same thing. Then they tell us they're going to give us violence because one of their Confederates died. And I look out over all the Christians that died. Since I was in San Francisco last month, 11 people were killed by Negroes in the city of San Francisco that people told us about to say nothing to the rest of the situation. So he said, you hate Negroes? Not at all. But we hate the satanic communist leadership, the evil leadership, and the strategies that are seeking to make America a jungle. And we would put in control and subordinate, deport, or remove any force that would threaten the security of this race and this nation under God as outlined in the vision of our founding fathers. So he said, we must make progress. Well, they made great progress. We made progress under the law of God. We only have gone retrograde since we abandoned it. And the church is not a weak institution. It'll be demonstrable as the most powerful institution God has in America before it gets through. And when it does, you're going to see what the Christians, the Wall Street Journal, last Friday, you know what it said down its column? Ever since the last election, and you know, just a few days ago, they came out with the Justice Department said that parts of the election were a fraud. Ever since that last election, ever since this thing turned suddenly so fast towards the left, it said that people are deserting the parties, people are joining all the right-wing organizations, and they're taking their stand with everything that's right-wing and fundamental all over the country, fast and with great speed. People are going to the right. Wall Street Journal, last Friday.
Come in, Lord Jesus, King and only Potentate. We're not even proud. We don't want to do it alone. Bring all the armies with you. Let's have a great show of force, because thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.